What goes down at All American Week, Jay, and what makes the festivities this year so special?
Well, I mean, think of it as a giant homecoming. Veterans of the units come back, busloads of them, and there are several memorial ceremonies to those lost in battle, various social events, and a lot of athletic contests, foot races, boxing, I mean, you name it. And it all starts with this massive division run, which, you know, is essentially for the whole unit, or at least whoever is there. That put about 15,000 soldiers on the streets of the base Monday, and the event, the week ended today with what's called the Airborne Review, which is kind of a cross between a ceremony and a massive combat exercise. About 2,000 paratroopers were supposed to jump from the sky and quickly organize to fight on the ground as they might in a real parachute assault, but it was too windy for the jump. Other demonstrations went well, you know, fighter jets flying close support, explosions, artillery, you know, helicopter assaults, the full run of things. And then kind of this review where the veterans of the different eras, back to World War II, just marched slowly in front of the crowd past the division itself. That part was pretty moving. And this year, the whole thing is really special because 2017 is the 100th anniversary of the unit.
All right, so Jay, they've been around 100 years, the soldiers of this 82nd Airborne. What is the significance of this division in particular?
Well, of course, the 82nd is paratroopers. They weren't always that, though. In World War I, when they started, people tried mostly hard not to jump out of airplanes. It began during that war as simply the 82nd Division or the 82nd Infantry Division, and it became the nation's first airborne division in 1942. And the unit's history is just sweeping. I mean, from the Sergeant Alvin York in World War I, who single-handedly captured 132 German soldiers, to these kind of legendary jumps, Normandy invasion jump, multiple deployments to the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, peacekeeping missions, you know, even this humanitarian mission in New Orleans for Katrina. The 82nd currently has a couple of thousand soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, it's still out there. And yeah, I mean, this is the nation's largest unit of paratroopers, and that's what distinguishes the 82nd. But parachuting is really just one of the ways they can be delivered to a fight or a humanitarian mission, like the deployment to Haiti in 2010. They're also trained, of course, to do all the things that are typical of Army infantry units, but several thousand of them can be in the air and on the way to a crisis point thousands of miles away in just hours.
And Jay, why does the base hold this event each year?
Well, you know, it hasn't been around the entire 100 years. They started in the 1980s, and they've held it annually since then, skipping a few years when a lot of troops were deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. And if you really think about it, it's kind of an important event for the culture of a unit like this, which is just constantly turning over. You might be attached to the 82nd only 2 or 3 years, and it's one way to help kind of reinforce its sense of self, its esprit de corps, its high standards, when a lot of its members every year are new to the 82nd. And, you know, this kind of puts a sense of pride into it, looking back over the long history and so forth. But, you know, it's just like any other large organization. They want to reinforce, a strong, positive culture of doing things well, and this is kind of part of that.
All right. Jay Price is WUNC's military reporter. He joined us from Fort Bragg for this year's All American Week. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for having me.